United States, the White House Coronavirus Task Force leader, Dr. Deborah Birx, says widespread coronavirus infections in urban and rural America mark a new phase for the pandemic. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union Sunday morning, Birx said, quote, "What we are seeing today is different from March and April. It is extraordinarily widespread," end quote. She urged people to wear face masks and to observe social distancing. Her comments come as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi appears on an ABC News talk show saying that she doesn't have faith in Dr. Birx, whom she ties to misinformation spread by U.S. President Donald Trump. The United States has the world's biggest number of cases at 4.6 million, or one quarter of the total, and more than 154,000 deaths. In Germany, thousands have converged in Berlin to protest their country's coronavirus restrictions at a demonstration proclaiming, quote, "The end of the pandemic has arrived." The protest comes as German authorities are voicing increased concerns about an uptick in new infections. And travelers entering France from 16 countries where the coronavirus is circulating widely are having to undergo virus tests upon arrival at French airports and ports. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is postponing some planned measures to ease the lockdown because the number of new coronavirus cases in the country is on the rise. India Home Minister Amit Shah says he is tested positive for the coronavirus and is getting admitted to a hospital on the advice of doctors. Shah tweeted on Sunday that his health is fine and requested those who had come in contact with him to isolate themselves and get tested. Shah is number two in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. This is VOA News. Activist Samuel Chu has